This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, taslimin kathira thumma amma ba'd. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala fi kitab al-yaqeen wa al-tawakkul on the chapter of certainty and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Riyad al-Salihin, hadith number 79, he says, قال وعن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصة وتروح بطانة رواه الترمذي. In this hadith, Umar bin Khattab رضي الله عنه وارضاه reported the messenger, he said, I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, if you all relied on Allah with due reliance, He would certainly give you provision as He gives it to birds who issue forth hungry in the morning and return with full belly at dusk. Rawahu at-Tirmidhi. This hadith is similar to one we had before, if you guys remember, a few nights back, in which the Prophet ﷺ says, يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ أَقْوَامٌ أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِثْلَ أَفْئِدَةُ الطَّيْرِ. So that there will be people who will enter al-Jannah. People who enter al-Jannah, their heart are so pure as the pure heart of birds. And the meaning of that hadith is this one over here that we're talking about now, in which the Prophet ﷺ says, if you truly put your trust in Allah subhanahu, if you truly rely on Allah azza wa jal, He will provide for you just like He provide for the birds. I mean, the birds, as you know, they don't have a long job description, jama'ah. They don't have long years of training to get a job so they can provide them income. They don't have all the kind of stuff. What do they have? Day to day. They're just like laborers. They get up in the morning, they go out and seek provision. They get a job, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. They come back full stomach. They don't get anything, next day inshallah ta'ala. How do they survive like this, jama'ah? Because they trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide for them. Some people, this is how they live. They go out, they trust not in the position itself, it's not in the company, it's not in the market, it's not in the dollar that they receive. No, none of that stuff at all. Their trust, not even their skills, their trust is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He promised that you are gonna be provided for. He promised that. So for me, when I get out, what do? I only solicit or seek what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already granted for me. He's granted this for me, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I don't get it today, what does that mean? For another day? I'm not going to freak out right now and start denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's haqq of worship and so on. No. Allah promised He will fulfill that. In hadith, probably going to come with us later, hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu warda, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قال, إِنَّ رُوحَ الْقُدُسِ قَدْ نَفَثَ فِي رُوعِي. That Ruh al-Qudus, which means Jibreel, inspired to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَنَّهُ لَن تَمُوتَ نَفْسٌ حَتَّى تَسْتَوْفِيَ رِزْقَهَا وَأَجَلَهَا. No soul shall perish from this world until it takes full measure of its rizq and life. Sometimes we say this person died early because they died relatively young. No one dies early, jama'ah. No one dies late either. We die when the time comes in, when our time expires. That's it. That's when we die. So the same thing over here with comes of rizq. When it comes to rizq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined the rizq in a certain way. For some, He gives in abundance. For some, He gives them a little bit less. And for some, subhanAllah, when the rizq is already done for them, for their life, it's terminated, khalas, they die. It's over. So here the Prophet ﷺ says, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like the birds do. Now, what do the birds do that we feel inspired by these birds, jama'ah? What do you guys think? Get up early. In the age of electronics today and working from home, mashallah, you stay in your pajamas until dhuhr time, right? And then you start your day. Especially if you work, you know, in different time zone with Europe, for example, or Middle East, whatever, right? So, khalas, ya jama'ah, the Prophet ﷺ says, barakallahu li ummati fi bukuriha. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the barakah of the rizq of my ummah in the early hours of the morning. And people, they stay lazy in their beds because they spend the night, of course, up, whatever they do. But eventually, we wake up at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and because it's working from home, so it's a matter of just get the job done, inshallah ta'ala. If in 2 hours, if I do it at 5 o'clock, it should be fine. But you took the barakah out of this, completely, jama'ah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, listen, you want the barakah of it? Get up in the morning, get out there, do your work, and Allah will provide for you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those listening to the speech and for the wisdom of Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to make us among those who put their trust truly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah to continue to provide for us from His blessing, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah not to deprive us of these ni'am because of our shortcomings and keep them all coming for us by His grace, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any questions, Jama'ah? So, follow. You're going to have to speak up a little bit. Is why the Imam put them afterwards, Yani? Well, I believe because it's just simply, this one comes an explanation to the previous one. So he put one, and then the other one comes to explain what does that mean exactly in details. Imam Nawawi, rahimahullah, has his own fiqh in the matter. So he put one in summary, and then one they detailed. And then sometimes he details something, and he will show this in the future, in the next extra chapter. So perhaps here he's added this hadith as an explanation to the one that he put a few hadiths earlier. Wallahu ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.